past existence is nothing to me, nor future but now. Now is holy, and wanderings, and all this. This here is what I hold most dear. I have been done and undone, and will be again, and only a keeper might see something that once was, or will be. What is the need for time in this? The great solitudes are gone, or coming, or maybe there's just your bright hair and faraway waves, faraway lights, faraway iris rain, and there's nothing dull, nothing at all. I am astonished by a chasmal beauty and laughter, and a pouting smudge of anger sometimes, and then its steady air and heights. Everything is a person, everything and everywhere. What is achievement but a person, buckled to a billion suns and dunes and shines? What is the vermilion gash and a certain slant of light in the winter but a person? What is that internal scar that nothing teaches and is despair if not a person? And what is distance on the look of death, or innocence in those sand grains and wildflowers and infinities, eternities and ruined states, prisons, dovecots, fibers of the brain, a wounded skylark, the wolf howl and the eagle stoop, the lamb in forgiveness, the bats in its disbelieving brain, the beloved wren and goldcrest's lust, and the bower and the caterpillar, and the gnat between summer to winter tongues, envy, jealous honey, art, toadstools, and truth's bad intent, and all joy and woe if not a person, tears and brightness, delights and rage, and shores beaten to rags. I have this mocking faith and teach nothing to no one, save she who is my reason's fruit, strong as the smallest inch and mile, sun and moon. She is all that weaves them, wears them as a smock, a delicate soul born and perished in a day. That is who and when and how we are.